It's that time of the program again when we say hello to our chief editor of MI Tech News. That's Mr. Mike Brennan. Mike, how are you doing today? Well, I should say I know you're suffering a bit right now, if I'm not wrong.
I probably shouldn't say anything at this time about that game, particularly that last play. It'll sound like sour grapes, but...
Oh, well.
Yeah. I'll just think, I don't want to say anything because I know this is radio, but yeah, we were screwed, you know. So.
We've been had. Mike is referring to the Ohio State-Michigan game. It came out to a... you said it's not a double overtime. It was...
it was two overtime. Yeah, it was double. Yeah.
What a game it was. Down to the wire and down in Columbus as well. Well, Mike,
home
we're
earth.
Here...
Home cooking, you know? Okay, we'll move on. Okay.
Bonus for the refs. All right, we're talking, however, about headlines from MI Tech News, which is a weekly feature that you can have delivered to your computer, and it gives you some of the key headlines of what's going on in technology and entrepreneurship in our fair state of Michigan and around the world as well. Mike, let's talk about some of the headlines you got there this week. One's about the Pinckney Schools becoming the state's first high school cyber hub.
Yeah, the Merit Networks has had the cyber range now for several years. I'm not sure how many, three or four. It was the governor's idea, and they've now gradually established hubs. They have one up in Auburn Hills, I believe, at Macomb Community College, or up there there's one. But this is the first one that's been established at a high school in the state. And what it'll allow kids to do, actually anybody that can go in there, IT professionals, you can train as if you're on the Internet to defend against the bad guys, but you're not actually on the Internet, but it seems like you are. Everything is simulated, it's just real life, except you're not hooked up to the Internet.
And that's really cool. That's in Pinckney, so it has the advantage of taking the traffic coming from Lansing and down from the Flint and Bay City. I mean, from all over the place. It's kind of in a neat central location to be available for people who want to try out that that particular kind of a deadly sandbox.
Yeah, essentially, it's the capture the flag kind of thing where red team, blue team, they attack each other and all that jazz. But I mean, you got to learn that stuff because that's the real world now.
I want to talk about a couple other headlines here, then quickly get to talking to you as a journalist about some of this fake news. We didn't get to talk with you last weekend, but two of the other headlines I saw on there were groundbreaking. It has been held for an autonomous vehicle testing, training, and R&D center.
Yeah, the old Willow Run plant that used to, a long time ago, make B-24 bombers. Ford made them there, I think it was, and cranked them out at 1 hour. It was fabulous production, mile-long factory. Well, there's only a little bit of it left, and part of it is owned now by the Yankee Air Museum. But the 335 acres that are vacant land are going to be made this into a test facility for autonomous vehicles. It'll be a much bigger extension of what's already going on in Ann Arbor at M City, which is about 30 acres or so. So this will be 10 times the size.
Wow.
And there's also this competition that the U.S. Department of Transportation just put out to have different areas, I should say, bid to become a federal sanctioned agency, and I know that Willow Run and those folks there are going to be going after that federal sanction.
Uh-huh. Okay. One final headline I saw, there was a healthy Michigan likely to see changes not ending. In other words, we are healthier?
Well, no. What it is that it's related to Obamacare. The new president is not a big fan of that, right?
Yes.
So, but there's going to be some modifications made. What may happen is they may instead, is what I'm hearing and other people are hearing, is he's more interested in giving states block grants to, you know, states' rights so they can administer them how they want.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so the 600,000 people that are on that right now, most of whom are very poor and otherwise couldn't afford insurance, most likely are going to be able to keep that insurance. But again, he hasn't been sworn in. We don't know what he's going to do next. Right now, it's kind of speculation.
Well, you have touched on something that I wanted to talk with you about last week and missed the chance, and that is As an old newsman, all right, I shouldn't say old that way.
No, but actually, you've been around for a while. Newsman.
What is your, when you hear, you were talking about the new, the president-elect Donald Trump, you're also talking about some of the headlines out there. How do you sift, as a seasoned journalist, how do you sift the news to make sure you're getting as close as you can to the truth and not being, you know, fooled by these fake news sites?
Well, number one, I do social media. I go, actually, I will click on the link and go to the site and make sure it's a legitimate news site. I don't pick up news from any non-journalistic organization.
Now, what does that mean when you say non-journalistic, Mike?
Well, like the Chicago Tribune, like the Detroit Free Press, Detroit News,
right.
New York Times, Wall Street Journal. If I'm going to pick something up, I know it's coming from people who are trained journalists, who don't have an axe to grind, who have vetted their news, and I encourage everybody out there to do that and not just click on a link that because it may reflect your own particular opinion, because that link may not be accurate information. It could be non-news propaganda, as it were. And apparently, although you know, folks at Facebook don't think they had much to do with that, I think that had a big factor in the elections, because there was all this fake news being distributed via Facebook primarily, and Zuckerberg needs to get on top of that, and he's talked about doing that. Now let's see if he's going to follow through and actually do it.
Well, how would he do that? I mean, you talked about before journalistic kind of efforts. Editors are involved, and they're the ones who will put your feet to the fire as a journalist and say, all right, what were your sources for this? You know,
right.
Show me who said that, show me when they said that, et cetera.
Yeah, and when I was in the newspaper business, we couldn't publish anything sourced unless we had two independent sources who didn't know each other, so that we could that we knew it just wasn't hearsay. It's just basic journalism 101. But I mean, right now, for instance, if I want to take one of my stories and promote it on Facebook, mm-hmm. the Facebook team vets that story to make sure it complies with their standards before they let me go ahead and boost it, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I don't see why they have this very large team where they couldn't do the same thing. Go, you know, always kind of monitor. I mean, you got the algorithms that you can use that are quite simple that you can tell when news or these fake stories are being published.
Okay.
They just have to employ those, you know, and move beyond the fact that all they really want to do is build up all these
right.
connections and people clicking
right,
and
LinkedIn.
Ads and all that. They have to move beyond just being an advertising source. They have to move into being a news source, and they haven't showed any evidence of doing that yet.
Yeah, hang on a second. Sherry, you had a comment on this?
Well, I do. And in watching very, very closely a rather local and contested election, there were advertisements. They were personal opinions promoted, if you will, purchased with their campaign money, and it did elevate it to a promoted site, and it did appear as though it were a fact as opposed to just being something that was of their opinion. So as a consumer, it is very difficult to verify.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
And so I know that they have a couple of apps out there that are used to, quote unquote, verify whether or not it's an actual source.
I wonder if we'll ever get away from needing editors. Because for all the algorithms that are on there, nothing beats having a human stepping in and saying, show me your sources.
Has to be an ethical question, and they have to answer it. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Mike, we've run out of time, but this is a conversation I'd love to have a longer one with you. Mike Brennan, MITechNews.com is the source. And you can get that simply by going to MITechNews.com or InternetAdvisor.net and signing up free for nothing. It's great news to get the news with Mike Brennan. Thanks, Mike. Take care and have a great weekend.
Us.